Mississippi Sawyer.
Yeah.
And Sawyer's common as the last name, but of course in 19th century parlance that meant somebody who cut wood, the Sawyer. So this is about...
Yeah, I was thinking about it.
I'm not going to sing the words because I never get in the right key, but it goes, hard times, it ain't easy, dry bread, it's not greasy, sawing timber, it ain't easy, Mississippi Sawyer.
Yeah, you
can do it. All right. Dave, start it off.
Me.
This is the original bunch here. Can you? I don't know what this is. Is this just for the report? Okay. What? Oh my gosh.
Ouch.
Okay. This. Yeah. Right. This is the original Buck Snort Barn Dance Band. That's Brent Baldwin there, Dwight Rogers, Gail Gillespie, Hyphen Rogers, Lloyd Baldwin, and Mike Kemp. The band was originally formed about 1976. In 1976, to take advantage of the bicentennial, see if we could make a few bucks playing old time music, and it worked out pretty well. We played in all the hot spots. We played in Waldo and Hawthorne, Orange Springs, Paisley. Yeah, we had a good time.
We also, I think, one of our biggest claims to fame is that Bo Diddley was our warm-up act.
That's right.
We were once for
the JCs.
We played for the Bicentennial Wagon Train. I remember that.
That
we had gone after a bunch of belly dancers. One of them's pants fell off.
That was a hard act to follow. Yeah.
And then shortly thereafter, we added Dave Forbes on the fiddle and Ensley. Listen, you're not hyphenated, are you? Ensley Baldwin on guitar. And the band went through various contortions after that. And yeah, right. Yeah, let's see. Wound up being Brent and Dave and Ensley is the way the band played mostly. After all of us had kind of moved around and left and whatnot.
And we forgot
Everett.
Yeah, we got a few
distinguished
other people.
Visitor from North Carolina who was one of the original. Well, actually, you see, somebody keeps missing the real point here, because the band didn't start out as the Bucksnort Barn Dance Band.
That's right.
It started out as the Baldwin Brothers Barn Dance Orchestra. We played under that.
That's him and me.
These are the Baldwin Brothers, Lloyd and Brent.
Used to call them the Balding Brothers. Yeah.
Balding Brothers.
White and I were the orchestra, I guess.
We just got tired of playing in the kitchen all the time, and we decided to throw some square dances, and I listened to some records and learned how to call, and we started playing as the Baldwin Brothers Barn Dance Orchestra. We made upwards of $15, $20 a gig at that point.
Yeah.
Sometimes we even broke even.
And of course, we had to split it five ways.
Yeah, it had to split it five ways.
Oh, well, I don't know. It was enough for a beer.
And beer was cheaper than
Yeah.
Yeah. That's enough. Let's play another tune.
All right. It ain't my turn to pick.
Keeper of the list.
Keeper of the list? How's that go?
Too Young to Marry?
Yeah.
This is an old tune that goes way back in the hundreds. And it's called variously Too Young to Marry or Sweet 16, or I guess the original version is called My Love Is But a Lassie Yet.
Yeah, like around here they call it Jailbait.
Jailbait.
Sorry. Thank you. Okay, this is supposed to be a workshop where to demonstrate various instruments. So I want to get Dwight to show you what he's doing with his banjo a little bit. He plays an old clawhammer style. Tell him what you're up to, Dwight.
Well, one of the differences, you might notice that the instrumentation for old-time music and bluegrass is pretty much the same. We even have a mandolin.
Oops.
Well, I guess I won't show you. We got another banjo. I'll figure it out. Why don't you show them how to fiddle by itself?
Dave, that's
just me.
Yeah, you explain the difference between a violin and a fiddle.
The main difference between a violin and a fiddle is the nut on the end of this stick. In other words, it's who's playing it. Now, a couple things we do, though, is we'll use a flatter bridge on the fiddle. That makes it easier to play double stops with chords. Our fiddle music is very rhythmic. It's more of a rhythm instrument than a melodic instrument, and having this bridge flattened out a little bit makes it easier to play the chords, and we can kind of wiggle back and forth and catch sometimes all four strings at once. What else? Also, one of the things we do is change the tuning on the fiddle a little bit. Since we're playing all these open strings and rhythm a lot, instead of tuning the fiddle in the standard orchestra version of G, D, A, E, we'll tune it. We'll raise this up to an A. And when we're playing in key of D, we'll play A, D, A, E. And that lets us reach over and grab some more open strings. Just lets us make more noise with less effort. Not everybody plays that way, though. That just kind of depends on where you learn to play from. Yeah. Lloyd, for instance, plays out of the standard tuning most of the time.
Pretty much.
And,
got a few cross tunes.
Yeah.
Mostly it's standard.
So it kind of depends on where you learn to play and who you learn to play the fiddle from, how you tune your fiddle.
Just play a couple bars or something, Dave, and a solo or two.
Always have to noodle around a little bit, make sure we find the notes. Doesn't always help. Kind of bagpipey sound, some drones, and it just makes it a little easier to keep the rhythm going.
Looks like Dwight has his banjo ready again. He'll explain to you what he's doing.
Dave's banjo, actually.
Okay.
Like I said, the instrumentation is pretty much the same as with a bluegrass band. You usually see a mandolin and bluegrass band, and we'll tend to be fiddle, banjo, and guitar. But one of the big differences is the way the fiddle's played, as Dave showed you, but also the way the banjo's played. And commonly, in old-time bands, we'll play what's called claw hammer. They call it claw hammer because you hold your hand like a claw and you kind of hammer down on the string. So I'm using these fingers and just hitting down and hitting this fifth string with my thumb, or using the fifth string, using my thumb to hit other strings in between. So let me try a tune here. The thing about this music, too, is it's an interesting cross between Anglo music from the British Isles, Scotch, Irish, and English, and also African music. And the banjo is really an African instrument. So old-time music is a nice blend between the African tradition and the Anglo tradition.
Thank you.
Well, this type of music didn't just arrive on the scene in its present form. The fiddle, I believe, was probably the root of it, and then with the banjo added in, it was a strong type of traditional dance music. I think the guitar was more of a latecomer on the scene, and our instruments have changed a little bit too. I use steel strings. I think the original practitioners of this art use gut strings and a more classical style guitars. I think they use gut strings on the banjo too and the fiddle. Most of us go with steel strings now. The purpose of a guitar in this type of music, I believe, is just to provide a bottom and just a sort of a drive or a foundation for the rest of the people to play on. Typically the guitar part is pretty simple. We played a tune a while ago that had only one chord in it. And
that was a hard one.
Yeah. But it's a very democratic music too. We don't really take breaks to show off. I know it'd be a mistake for me to try that anyway.
We don't even practice.
Yeah. So anyway, the guitar is heavy on the chords, and we use some of the low notes just to make some runs to connect the chords. Let's see if we can start on a tune. Maybe you guys can jump in on it. The guitar doesn't sound... Well, I think this music is really more than the sum of its parts.
What he's trying to say is he's not going to play by himself.
I'll try.
Oh, come on, Brad.
Okay. Here's a backup I play for a tune called Soldier's Joy.
This is not really a chamber music.
Chamber music.
Sound like the other song.
Depends on what kind of champion you are.
And one of the characteristics of old-time musicians is they can't dance. Now, maybe we should make this a participatory workshop. So, maybe we could have... Could you come up and demonstrate a little of, you know, just the basic dance? The dance is real simple. It's hard to do in sandals, but it's basically just a movement where you're on one foot and you move that foot, and then you put the other foot down, you move that one, and it goes like that. That's all there is really to the dance. I mean, if you're just standing there and you want to try it, you can do that. Now, there's lots of other stuff you can do once you get that.
You can start off by trying sitting down.
But the trick is to dance, is to slide on the foot that has the weight on it, you see? You can turn it to the side, you can flip this leg in front of you. Now, I'm just telling you that. I can't do it, you understand, because I'm an old-time musician. So, but we have a lady here. I noticed that she was dancing, so she's going to come up and show us a little bit about how it works there when we do it. Closet, yeah. A lot of people are like that.
Well, this particular type of dance.
And your name is?
My name is Sandy.
Sandy's going to show it. You're going to do basically a clog step then.
Yeah.
So show me. See, she's doing...
A little fancy stuff.
Yeah, that's a fancier step where there's a double hit with the foot. You hit forward and back and then do it.
I can't do the slide back.
Yeah, that's very simple. You see, it's just like that. And in fact, there's another style called the Mount Airy Drunk Style, and it kind of looks like this.
I recognize you. I saw you last year.
Yeah, you see a lot of that up in North Carolina, especially late at night. Let's play a tune for Sandy to dance.
Not too long.
Oh, this is a long tune.
30 seconds.
Dorky deer.
Dorky deer. Sometimes we have somebody sing something.
Somebody who can sing.
Somebody who can sing, as opposed to somebody who just shouts out something to relieve the boredom. So we're going to bring up Gail Gillespie, who's going to sing an old tune.
Yeah.
This is
an old opera.
That's not how you sing old time.
We're for the most part crackers here. Gail's going to sing. Isn't this a Cush Holston tune?
This is a Cush Holston tune.
All right. It came from Cush Holston of Otter Creek, Florida, over in Levy County.
Have wondered why women love men, and also have wondered why men love them. Green grow the lilacs, all sparkling with dew. I'm lonely, my darling, since I parted with you.
Okay.
young gentlemen, take warning by me. Don't lay your affection in the shade of a tree. The leaves, they will wither and the roots will decay. The beauty of a young gal will soon fade away. I'm lonely, my darling, since I parted with you. By our next meeting, I hope you'll prove true. We'll change the green laurel to the red, white, and blue. Green Grow the Laurel, all sparkling with dew.
Green Grow the
Laurel. Green Grow the Laurel.
That's the Buck Snort Barnett's band. We'll be playing over at Stage 3 at 11:30 for the Cross Creek Codgers. This is kind of a reunion festival here. Dwight and Gail came down from North Carolina to meet up with their old buddies again and play a few tunes. And the Cloggers, Cross Creek Cloggers, rounded up some of their veterans too. So we're going to play for the Codgers. And then again at 7:40 on the main stage. So it's been a real pleasure playing for you. We'll see you again.
Thank you.